and how solar is doing, it should be a level that is sustainable. That means, first of all, our chanting is most important. Then, basically, the nature of the human mind is to take one thing, especially the mind which is the influence of passion and ignorance, it takes one thing and makes it into everything. So, if we have deities at our home and we start, we just make that as the most important limb of our body. And then, I don't have time to come to the temple. Why? Because I'm worshipping my home deities. We have to see that actually, it is the same Krishna who is present in the temple, is manifesting at home. If I'm coming to the temple, I'm also serving that same Krishna by going to the temple. So the basic principle is that we want to have a visible manifestation of the Lord at our home. So that's how we have altar, we have a possible room, or at least section of our house, which is devoted to the deities. And then we, by the presence of the Lord, by regularly offering our food to Him, by performing some worship to Him, we reconceptualize ourselves as His servants. This is His law, this is His house, and we are the servants over there. And that reconceptualization, it is more likely to happen if we have the visible manifestation of the Lord in our house. So having deities is important for householders. Now, as far as what practical level, so that we have to see according to our, should at least make some offerings during the day. In a day, maybe at least one meal or something like that. We can do some aarti maybe in the evenings when we come back or whatever. But the more important thing is that we don't see deity worship at home as something that overrides everything else that we are doing in bhakti. Prabhupada writes in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita that intelligence means to see things in their proper perspective. So, proper perspective means we have a relationship with Krishna. In that relationship, we have various services. So, in the light of the various services that I am doing, how much of this service can I do? And accordingly, we decide that. Some devotees who may be fully focused on preaching, they may have very simple standards of deity worship at home. If they have elaborate standards of deity worship, and because of that, they can't conduct program, they can't share Krishna with others. That won't be so pleasing to the deities. So the more important thing is to, as I said, have a visible manifestation and try to reconceptualize oneself as a servant of the deities, as the house belonging to the deities. Specifically, what we do that we can adjust according to time, place, circumstances. We can consult our devotee. Friends or devotee guides, and we can arrive at a practical understanding of what we can do. That's your question.